Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, it's time for MLB Reaction Overreaction. You asked, and our writers anyway are delivering. The Major League Baseball season is just about a month old now.
That's right.
And I don't know. This could either be a monthly thing or a weekly thing. We don't have the time set aside for really much MLB during the week. So we can do weekly.
Well, it depends on
other circumstances.
Husker football is going to
be in
fade
a preseason top 25 somewhere.
Yeah. Many are saying, hey, not way too early playoff predictions. Maybe number 12 is Nebraska.
I'll say that I don't want to put this. I don't want to put our writers under this much stress every week, because look, I mean, they have come through with some great questions. And they've also fed me some great information as well on how to explain these. So I don't want to put our writers under that much stress, but we'll see what happens. We'll give it the maiden voyage. Josh, tell us what the writers have delivered us this week.
Yes, we begin with...
What? What's so funny?
Oh, I was looking at John Tesh GIFs.
Nice. I heard about the round ball rock.
Yeah. Trying to multitask.
By the way, Jeff, before we do this segment, Jeff says, I'd be fine if you never do this segment again.
Whoa.
We haven't even done it once.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Maybe you thought, okay, maybe it doesn't work with NFL stuff. A lot of people have NFL takes.
So it definitely won't work with baseball?
No, it definitely will work.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, yeah. Take number one, the Houston Astros' reign is over.
Yeah, welcome to baseball in 2024. If you're just now waking up, I would like to deliver you a message. The Houston Astros are 9-19.
Stinky.
That's bad. That's one of the worst handful of teams in baseball. We'll talk about the other few in a couple minutes. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to this. I think we probably just go into the season and we think, oh yeah, the Astros are going to be there. I'm going to pick the Astros, and they'll probably, in September, you know, they'll make the playoffs and they'll win the AL West, and then they'll find their way to the American League Championship Series. Well, never have they started off in their run 9-19. The worst winning percentages in April for teams that ended up being playoff teams since 1996 as follows. Well, you knew who was going to be on this list. The 2001 Oakland Athletics, who started the season 8-17, and then went on to win 102 games.
Yikes.
Because they won 20 in a row, and they made a movie about it.
Sure did.
The 2015 Rangers started 7-14, made the playoffs. They were 333 winning percentage. The 06 Twins started 9-15. Houston has a winning percentage of 3-2-1 right now. One percentage point better than the 0-1 A's. Can they rip off a 20-game winning streak?
Seems unlikely. Yeah.
Their pitching stinks. Alex Bregman stinks. Have you seen Jose Abreu's batting average? Josh, why don't you do me a quick favor? Why don't you type in Jose Abreu stats and see what you get?
Okay.
Jose Abreu. Remember Jose Abreu? Good at baseball. Yeah. Former Chicago White Sox. You know, quite the player up there. Why don't you tell me what his batting average is, Josh?
Okay. Just wanted to get it from a good source, not Google, who stacks it kind of weird.
They might know as well.
2024 batting average, mm-hmm. .099.
That's right. Less than 100. He gets a hit slightly more than Mark Onweiler does in softball. Mark has a smaller sample size.
That's right.
So we'll give him a chance.
You got about 2 weeks to start turning it around if you're the Houston Astros. Can I give you their schedule?
Sure, go for it.
Guardians, Mariners, Yankees, okay. Tigers, A's.
Okay, that's those are good teams.
Those are very good teams, yes.
I, for one, will be very happy to dance upon the Houston Astros' grave.
Now, they had a lot of injuries to start the season, but boy, they would need to go on a tear.
They would. They would. So, yeah, I think, I don't think they're a playoff team.
Right? And there's extra playoff teams versus when those, if you're making the case for.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not over. It's April. But it's a long road to climb. You got to get off to a good start. Mm-hmm. Ask the Kansas City Royals any year ever. Next.
Take number two. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the most overrated player in baseball.
Great question, writers. Absolutely true.
Oh, he's certainly on the short list.
This guy's on the cover of MLB The Show.
That's right.
And kids adore him. They say, Vladdy, Vladdy, Vladdy.
A video game that Jazz Chisholm was on the cover of last year.
Also not very good. Also right. Overrated.
Right. Maybe that's what they do on the show.
So,
and put Derek Jeter in their commercials. Also overrated.
I will give Vladdy this. In 2021, which was, of course, not this year, not last year, and not the year before that, but the year before that... He slashed .311, .401, .601, hit 48 dongers, and finished second in the MVP. That's a great year. He had a great year. Burst onto the scene. Last year, he hit .264. His on-base percentage was .345, and he finished 78th out of 79 players with at least 100 innings at first base and fielding run value. Minus 10. Not good. He literally drops the ball at first base sometimes. So far this year, he's hitting .228 with 3 home runs, dropping baseballs at first, and is on the cover of MLB The Show. This guy is overrated as hell. Get him out of here.
He has a WAR of 0.2 this year.
Yeah.
Do you know off the top of your head how old Justin Turner is? If you're just waking
up... Who's tearing the cover off the ball right now.
Yeah, if you're just waking up to baseball, Justin Turner is on the Toronto Blue Jays.
I'm going
to
say 37.
Okay. He leads the Toronto Blue Jays in batting average, RBI, on-base percentage, and hits.
Justin Turner's 39.
It should not be that way.
No.
With Vladimir Guerrero Jr., George Springer, Bo Bichette.
No, I'm saying that's fine because he just straight up isn't that good, and we need to recognize it.
Yeah.
We need to recognize it.
I feel you could expand this take into the Toronto Blue Jays are the most overrated.
Ooh. Ooh, see, I'm not there yet. I kind of like them.
I love their roster, but... Why aren't they better?
Well, they're not that bad right
no,
now.
No, they're not
they're
bad.
500,
they're
right?
Yeah. 15-15, exactly 500. Fourth in the AL East.
Well, see, that's the problem.
Yeah. AL East is very good.
There's some good teams around them. Uh-huh. Riders, what else do you got for me?
The Kansas City Royals staying power.
How nice of the Riders to put in this question for me.
I eagerly await your Braves question. Best record in the sport, by the way.
I guess we'll wait and see. So what is it? The Kansas City Royals have staying power?
That's right.
Oh, boy. This is a tough one. All right, so the other flukiest team of my lifetime, the flukiest team of my lifetime was the 2003 Kansas City Royals. Complete fluke, held first place all the way throughout the year until the end of August. That team was 17-7 in the month of April. They had a young Carlos Beltran. They had Mike Sweeney. They had Joe Randa. They had a random rookie of the year in Angel Barroa. They had Raul Ibanez. That is not all that different from what Kansas City is they have right now. A young star in Bobby Witt Jr., a very productive Salvador Perez, young and up-and-coming hitters like Vinny Pasquantino and Michael Massey and MJ Melendez. Like, that's not all that different from what that was. Maybe they were more established in 2003. But that 03 rotation, this is going to be great. This is also guys naming dudes here. The Royals 03 rotation consisted of the following people. Daryl May, Chris George, Run Levis Hernandez, Kyle Snyder, and Jose Limatime, RIP. This team certainly has more than that in that category. They have Bobby Witt Jr. And people should note this, Josh. I did some looking at Salvador Perez's Baseball Savant page today, and we're going to get into Baseball Savant Corner in a little bit here.
Hell yeah.
But Salvador Perez is currently second in Major League Baseball behind the great Shohei Ohtani in barrels per plate appearance this year. He's hitting the ball hard. He's barreling the ball up. His strikeout rate, which is 11.4%, is about half of what it's been in his entire career. His walk rate is more than double of what it's been his entire career. This is nuts. This needs to be recognized. This is over a month of baseball. This is no small sample size anymore. You kind of are what you are at this point. So, I did not have Salvador Perez having a gigantic career revival for a career that wasn't even dead at age whatever he is, 33, 32, something like that. This is insane what he's doing for how many miles he has on his legs right now. All of that is to say, I'm not sure they have staying power. They're playing a little bit. They had a month that was a little out over their skis, I think. I'd be very happy if they could go 500. I'd be happy if they... Now, it's going to feel like a missed opportunity because they're they're 17 and 12 right now. But...
17 and 13 they lost last night.
17 and 13.
Three in a row.
But yeah, I think it'd still be a good season if you get to the end of the line and you're right around 500.
Now, staying power is a relative term.
Staying power, like as a playoff team this year.
As Daniel says on YouTube, until they get a new stadium done, I'm not sure we can say they have staying power.
Sad.
But Salvi is fifth in the league in batting average.
This is shocking.
He's third in the league in runs batted in.
Yeah, see, doesn't that seem like a little fluky to you?
He's going to come back, but I think you have a legitimate MVP candidate in Bobby Witt Jr.
That much is true.
I think when Salvi comes down, Bobby's going to go up a little bit. He's going to have some gaudy home run stolen base combo number that...
Yeah, it's like 50-50 or something like that. The rotation won't be this good, but the bullpen has been pretty bad, and they've just now figured that out too. So maybe that'll even out. I don't know.
Third best run differential in the sport.
They're in a crap division. Maybe. They still get to play the White Sox like 10 more times.
That's actually huge, I think. And then maybe if they do have a little bit of staying power for the next month or two, they go, we need a bullpen arm. They led 100 million teams in the playoffs now. Let's trade a bat for a bullpen arm.
I believe that when I see it, Josh.
Why not? Why not the Royals?
Because the last time, they actually did buy at the deadline the 2 years they went to the World Series. The 1 year they went to the World Series with Cueto and Zobrist. But 2 years before that, when they were like not supposed to be in contention, they kind of found themselves in contention at the deadline in July of 2013, their answer to what are you going to do was go get Justin Maxwell.
It's not the right answer.
And Jason Fraser and Josh Willingham. Nope. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think they're really going for it. So that's going to be what happens this year.
The Chicago White Sox, Miami Marlins, and Colorado Rockies should be relegated to some other league.
That's right, Josh. I'd like to introduce relegation in baseball. Cancel these teams. The Rockies.
There's enough baseball teams to probably do this.
The Rockies are historically horrible. They have now officially trailed at one point in every single one of their 28 games this year. Every one of them. They're 7-21 on the year. They became the first team to accomplish that feat since the 1910 St. Louis Browns.
Whoa.
Who went 47-107-4.
I had heard that they have trailed in every game. I did not know it hadn't been done in over a century.
Amazing. The Chicago White Sox are 6-23. They were already going to be atrocious, and then they got injured. And now they're only one step away from completing their full transition to a many a 100-loss Kansas City Royals teams of the late teens and early 20s. Hire Mike Matheny. That's the answer. I've heard rumors in Chicago they're going to fire Pedro Grifol, who was on the Royals staff during those years, and hire Mike Matheny.
They really are just the Royals. Wow, wild.
What a stupid franchise. I hate that team. And the Marlins are 6-24. They hilariously made the playoffs last year. Their lineup actually isn't horrible compared to these other teams that were canceling. I honestly don't even really understand this one. Maybe they're not canceled. Maybe they're just like Pythagorean canceled at this point.
They have the worst record in the
sport.
Yeah,
I know they suck, but like I can't figure it out. I can't figure out why.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. They shouldn't be that bad.
It can't just
they
be that
they should be like 10-14 right now.
Right. It can't just be that they don't have Sandy for the year.
Yeah. No. They're not going to be in that category unless, I mean, it could just completely go off the rails, but yeah.
Gee, I wonder if anyone in the Marlins organization would just pack it in and after Memorial Day.
Yeah, that's a wild one, man. They should not be there with those teams at all.
I believe this is the last take.
Yes, the last take before we head into something different.
Okay, wondering where that Braves question is, writers, but nevertheless, the Dodgers are going to run away and hide with the NL West.
Yes, indeed. This is correct. This is not an overreaction.
We knew this going into the season.
We did know this going into the
season. Oh, God, they're the only team above 500?
That is correct. That is a reason why. So
those three teams in the middle are just going to beat the hell out of each other all season.
Correct.
Okay.
Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman have been exactly as good as everyone expected them to be. Same thing with Glasnow. Same thing with Yamamoto. It's not like they just showed up and then they died. Like, they're good.
Mookie Betts is going to win the MVP.
Yeah. The Diamondbacks were obviously going to take at least a small step back after last year. By the way, have you seen the Corbin Carroll regression from this year? Woof.
Ooh.
He has been rough so far to start the year. The Rockies suck. We already knew that. And the Giants and Padres would have a very fun 40-game series of a mid-off the entire year. We're both very average. They would go 20-20 against each other.
And then they will find their way to meeting each other in the playoffs and mid-off there.
The Dodgers currently have an 84% chance to win the division via FanGraphs.
That's good.
It is April 30th. 84%.
It's interesting. We talked about the Astros, who the Braves swept. We talked about the Diamondbacks, who the Braves swept. We talked about the Marlins.
I can't explain anything for the writers.
Interesting. Check. Interesting.
The Dodgers are going to win that division by more than 10 games.
Oh, definitely. They already have a 4-game lead.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say more than 10. And now I'd like to take you to somewhere fun.
Oh, okay.
Actually, maybe I don't want to do two segments of baseball. I feel like people would be triggered if we did two segments of baseball.
Yeah. A sport?
No. All right. Let's do it fast. This is called Baseball Savant Oddity Corner.
Yeah. They want more pasta talk.
Is that what they want on the YouTube?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Baseball Savant Oddity Corner. All right. So I love the website. Please go to baseballsavant.com and just click around on there. You'll find something that's very fun for you. I promise, if you're anything like me. The luckiest player in baseball so far, this is what I'm calling. That's, luck is not a stat that you could look up, but you could combine a bunch of factors. But I'm using expected batting average at this point. This is based on how hard you hit the baseball and where it ends up. Connor Wong is currently what I'm calling the luckiest player in baseball with an expected.
Why'd you pick him?
Because he's the luckiest player in baseball. I'm about to tell you why.
Connor.
He has an expected batting average of .243 based on how hard he hits the ball and where he hits it. But his actual batting average is .343. 100 points better than his expected batting average, which I think is awesome. Edward Olivares, former Royal, is currently the unluckiest player in baseball with an expected batting average of .349 and an actual batting average of .233. Tough times for Edward Olivares. Then I'd like to give out a regression award so far. It's not Corbin Carroll, who we already mentioned. The pitcher regression award so far this year goes to Hector Neris of the Chicago Cubs, whose hard hit rate is currently at 52%, which was 28% last year.
Wow.
28% last year up to 52%. That number will not hold, but he's getting banged around right now more than any other time he has in his career. Shout out to Hector Neris, who wins a regression award so far for this year. And shout out to the Kansas City Royals pitcher Seth Lugo, who is taking advantage of the ballparks that he is playing in. Seth, has only given up 2 actual home runs this year. 2. But his expected home runs, how many home runs you're expected to give up based on general park factors around Major League Baseball, is almost six. He has the best differential in baseball. Nice job, Seth Lugo.
Oh, wow.
Pitching to the park that you're playing in. And that is Baseball Savant Corner and MLB Reaction Overreaction.
Cozy little corner.
Thank you, writers. Texter says, baseball. Do it. More baseball. Maybe we should have just done This Week in Baseball.
That's also a fun segment.
But it's that music bed only lasts 2 minutes, so, you know. Baseball!
We can do it anytime we want.
That's true. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. All right, we'll come back. Bigelow will join us at the top of the hour. We'll have a quick one when we return on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.